This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whereas if you are, like, I don't know, does the fan base at UAB really think the UAB, like, the job of the AD should get him into the Power Five? Maybe, because every fan base is unrealistic, right?
Yeah, but they did just have their football program taken away by a booster of another school, right. You know, in the last decade.
So you think they're happy to just be
I think that might create a little more realistic outlook.
You know, and listen, there is a sitting AD from another school who is applying for this job. You got a guy from Virginia, Clemson, and Tennessee, deputies from all those places who are applying for this job. The job is obviously, something that people want.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, I always say, though, tell me who you hire. That oftentimes will tell you how good the job was, or at least was perceived.
Well, if it's one of these guys, is that...
Correct.
Is that good?
I think if it's one of these guys, I think that tells you that this is...
I think it'll likely be one of these. Well, and again, if you look at the list at the Daily Memphian, I will tell you, there is at least one other candidate who has not been identified, who is a serious candidate and will be... it could be...
I guess the way that I would say it is, if you hire one of the candidates that, even if it's the mystery candidate, which I love a mystery candidate, but it's all of the same ilk and resume... That, to me, implies that it's the same type job that it was when Laird Veach took it.
I think that's right.
Because they're right. Very similar candidates.
And when Laird got the job, it was considered
a good hire.
A really good hire. My God, look at him. He's great. All right. We'll talk to Chris Harrington about the NBA when we return. Fish on Friday on Tuesday after that is the Summer of 1,000 Engagements over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. I will tell you, it is always, if you're thinking about getting engaged, the right decision to go in and see the folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers because they care profoundly about diamonds. It's his passion. They make it easy for you. They walk you through the process. They design stunningly beautiful rings, bring in a picture, an idea, or whatever else. But during the Summer of 1,000 Engagements, also, 40% off all engagement rings, and purchases of $24.95 or more, you get a free vacation. How about that? You get 40% off and a free vacation, during which you can pop the question if you wish. Four-night cruise, three nights at a resort. I'm just looking at the array of possibilities, but you can check it out yourself and pick where you'd like to go and take your sweetie. It's rijewelers.com, 5 convenient locations in Memphis and Little Rock. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Mike Norvell on X at Coach_Norvell. Coach, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Definitely an honor to be on your show, brother.
How about it, man? Who knew? Who knew? Not me. Not me. Not you either. How about that? Good Lord.
No, really proud of you, though.
Appreciate it.
Really proud of you.
Appreciate it.
You're off to a great start for your career.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples' Print Perfect guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Swing for the fences this MLB season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, you can turn dingers into dollars all season long. Just bet your favorite player to rip a moonshot, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every homer during that game. Yeah, home runs just got even better. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/GABEK. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball and also of 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, do not hesitate. Call in to the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. And 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE 78169, MSRP 21820, plus finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool's been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Are you feeling the pinch of rising mortgage payments now that your COVID forbearance has come to an end? If it's more than you can financially handle, reach out to Jen Karstensen and Live Love Memphis at the Real Estate Agency today. They understand everyone's situation is unique and are here to help you explore your options to take advantage of the equity you've built. Before you sell to an investor, you owe it to yourself to make sure you're not giving the house away. Call today at 901-625-5200 or email them at sold@livelovememphis.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For over 35 years, we've grown by offering our clients more offices, more lawyers, and recovering more than $20 billion. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Lines form on my face and hands. Lines form from the ups and downs.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is I'm 18 by Alice Cooper. The Boston Celtics championship history is not a boy and not yet a man, but it is up to 18.
Are there other 18 songs you considered, Chris, or is this the definitive 18 song?
That one came to mind so quick, immediately. I didn't try to think of others. So there are definitely going to be other 18 songs. It's probably a number where you can find a few, but that one came to mind immediately.
Celtics-Lakers rivalry over the years, which side of it have you been on or neither?
I was definitely more Lakers in the 80s during the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird era. Like sort of my entry point to NBA basketball was that era, and I was definitely more Lakers. I had the Magic Johnson Converse sneakers and the whole bit. And then when it came back around during the Kobe Garnett, that was an easy choice for me. So I was definitely more Celtics in that period. And now I don't root for either of them. I guess the Celtics annoy me less than the Lakers do.
We sort of talked about this the other day. Do you think there's any inherent advantage that those two teams have any longer? What is it to the extent there is?
Oh yeah, a little bit. I think the prestige matters a little bit. That wouldn't be the top of my list of what matters. I think the prestige sort of factors into the success financially of the franchise and stability financially, which I think helps a good bit. And I think the Lakers, like on top of all that other stuff, you're in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yeah. Whereas being in Boston is almost a negative, you would think.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. But that's a very stable and like financially successful franchise, you know, because Boston's a great sports market and because of the historical success. Like, that's a very solid situation in Boston, although it has been a turnoff to specific players at points in history. That's true.
Well, and it's just cold, apart from other things. Like, yeah, in addition to everything else, it doesn't have the weather that L.A. has. You said it all along. Best team all year long, best team in the playoffs, best team again last night. Is that your fundamental takeaway? Do you have others?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of don't want to take anything away from the Celtics because the Celtics have all the markings of a title team. You know, to reiterate what you just said, dominated the league from beginning to end, and particularly dominating the Eastern Conference, 16-3 in the playoffs. It's not like they just showed up. Like some variation of this team around Tatum and Brown has gone deep in the playoffs like for half a decade. And so I think this is a worthy title team in any season, and they have been a title team in any season. But they had no competition, and that was one of the bummers about the playoffs. Usually, only one team can win a title every year, but usually you got like two or three that seem title worthy, and they're the only ones. Like, you know, I think Denver had the upside to be that. Obviously, they were coming off of doing it last season. Minnesota sort of had the upside. I think Philadelphia had the upside, I think one of those teams in particular, if they'd caught all the right breaks in terms of health and other stuff, may have been title worthy, but they didn't. And so Boston just, it was an unusually easy run for all four rounds for them, which, you know, shouldn't take away from what they did, but probably does a little bit, if we're being honest.
One of the things that struck me is, if you look back at, you know, they had the number three pick in 2016 and 2017, one acquired by trade, but whatever, and they ended up with the number three picks in 2016 and 17, and that became Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, one of those they traded down for one.
Right,
one of those, number one overall.
That was genius. Yeah. That was freaking genius. Yeah. But literally, you go the next year, Jaren was the number four in 2018, and then Ja is the number two in 2019. And I guess my point is, like, the Grizzlies, they haven't done what the Celtics had done before this, but the Grizzlies are entering, the Grizzlies' next 2 years, their best players will be the age that the Celtics have been the last 2 years. Like, the Grizzlies are approaching this sort of middle age. Their players in the sweet spot, competitive sweet spot, or should be.
Yeah, it's not like the Grizzlies have accomplished nothing. I mean, you know, I mean, they were the two seed in the West 2 years in a row at an age where that doesn't usually happen, and they were competitive in the playoffs. They underperformed their seeding, but, like, they lost six-game series, in one case to the team that won the title, in another case to a team that went on and won a series after that and kept on moving forward. And so they've had some issues, but I think the Grizzlies have generally performed pretty well until this past season when all kinds of stuff fell apart.
Right. Yeah, I didn't mean it as an indictment of what they've done as much as, like, this is – we've talked about the next 2 years because of Jaren's contract as the opportunity, but it's also like they're reaching the age. They're really they will be this core, the age that Tatum and Brown have been the last 2 years. Like, that's...
Oh, no. Next season has to be the why not us season. It's not like... It's true to say they were ahead of schedule 2-3 years ago. That was true in terms of what was normal in the NBA. We've reached a point now where it's like, okay, they're old enough, they're experienced enough, the conference and the league is unsettled enough. Why not? It's the why not era starting next season.
The other striking thing to me about the Celtics is they have Tatum and they have Brown, and obviously they've had, but they have put a whole different array of players around them, including some significant ones who have come and gone. Marcus Smart, Gordon Hayward, Kyrie Irving, Grant Williams, Rob Williams, Malcolm Brogdon. Like, they have kept trying to mix it up and finally hit upon with Drew Holiday and Derek White and Kristaps Porzingis. But it, I mean, it is sort of like, it's a fairly striking array of significant players who they have gone through in this effort to hit upon the right formula.
Well, this is, and they've done it particularly well, obviously, but this is sort of the way I think team building works now. I mean, you could have the, like, you just put together a super team and it's around for 1 or 2 years and breaks up. What they've done is they identified a core, and that core is the true core is really the two players, Tatum and Brown. And then you churn the roster around that core over time. And that's basically what the Grizzlies have done. Right. I mean, it's John Morant, Jaren Jackson, Desmond Bain is their inner core. And over the period, this 3 or 4 year period since they've been a playoff level team, they've churned. It churned from Jonas Valanciunas to Steven Adams to whatever it'll be next season. It churned, you know, from Dylan Brooks to Marcus Smart, from Tyus Jones to Vince Williams or whatever, you know. I mean, Cal Anderson to Santi Aldama. There's been some churn around that, Luke Kennard, et cetera. But the churn's not over, and that's sort of what this summer's about. The summer's not going to be about meddling with the core, one thinks. It's going to be about continuing to churn the roster around that core to try to maximize what you can be.
So the nice thing about Xavier Tillman getting a ring is sometimes when one of your players goes off and gets a ring somewhere else, you're happy for him, like Mark. Other times, I feel this particularly as a Buffalo Sabres fan. They go win a title, do things that they like should have been doing, it felt like, in Buffalo that never they did because the organization was such a disaster. It's like when AD, I can't imagine the people in New Orleans feel great warmth towards AD winning a title in L.A. They blame their own team for what... But the nice thing about Xavier Tillman winning a title is we don't have to. We could just see him with his kids there, know he's a good guy, and not lament at all that like he walked that the Grizzlies missed out on something, right? I mean, it's sort of nice he gets the dub, nice he gets the ring, and all, we could just feel good for him, happy for him.
Yeah, and his situation in Boston was not dissimilar from what it was in Memphis, where you're not backer most of the time, and you leap up and have a moment, you know. And so that's, you know, he had his little cameo in game three, I guess, whichever game that was. I don't think anyone looks back of him headed towards free agency and you cash out and you get a couple picks. And I don't think anyone really second guesses that in particular.
So next year, if I were to tell you, you get to name five teams that are going to win a title, that could win the title next year. What five teams would you name that could win the title next year?
Boston and Denver are the easy top two picks there, yep. I think. I'm going to say there's a risk with any other team you could name. I'm going to say Philadelphia just because the upside of maybe they sign Paul George, and then you have Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Tyrese Maxey.
Right.
And then if Embiid's healthy in the playoffs, like that, the upside of that I think is higher than the upside of any other situation next season. So I'm going to say Philly. I'm going to reluctantly say OKC, and then my fifth pick.
Not the Bucks.
I'm going to say Milwaukee because of Giannis, and they find some way to goose that.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I guess my question, to me, the most interesting question is, how do you sort out Dallas, OKC, the Timberwolves in particular, and where do the Grizzlies relate? I don't imagine that the Grizzlies will be projected. Again, there's a whole summer of transactions, so we'll see. But it's hard to imagine the Grizzlies will be projected ahead of any of those three teams, Dallas, OKC, or Minnesota, right?
ESPN did like an initial like power rankings for next season thing. And I think they have the Grizzlies 19th in the league, but I think it's like 11th in the West or something like that. I mean, that's still out of sight, out of mind a little bit. I would, if I were trying to project right now in the West going into next season, I would have Denver 1. I would have OKC, Minnesota in some order at 2-3. And I would consider the Grizzlies, even though Dallas just made the finals, I would consider the Grizzlies alongside Dallas when I was thinking about teams for 4. And maybe it's a little homerish to have the Grizzlies up that high, but like they were second in the West 2 years in a row. And I look at those other teams and like Golden State, really? I mean, the Golden State, the arrow, I think is still pointed down, I'm pretty sure, unless the Lakers have some major shakeup. Like, I don't see them changing fundamentally what they've been. The Clippers, I think the arrow is pointed down on a lot of those older teams, at least going into next season.
And I guess there's Sacramento still in there, but
yeah. You
project the Grizzlies ahead of Sacramento. I think that's
given decent health, yes, I would.
What? We'll get more. I'll talk more about the Grizzlies tomorrow and going forward. We can now turn 100% towards the towards next season. In terms of this season, broadly speaking, in the NBA, what were the themes or highlights that or lowlights or what stands out to you? How this season we got the Celtics win their championship, best team all year long, etc. What else was this season about?
I think it was the real separation between the reality in the Western Conference in particular, between the reality of good teams and the idea of good teams. You know, I mean, that sort of just the idea of the stars of the older era, like, you know, you're the Lakers with LeBron James, and you're the Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry, and you're the Suns with KD, and you're the Clippers with Kawhi. And the idea of, like, those are supposed to be the good teams, but the reality of day in, day out, like, who actually puts the better players on the floor, which ended up being Minnesota and Oklahoma City in particular. So I think that generational change, yes, but even more so the idea of the separation between the idea of a good team and the reality of a good team.
That's interesting, because I was focused on the generation. Yeah, it felt like this is the year when finally the Warriors are done and the Lakers really and LeBron are kind of done and KD. But I think you're right. The whole it's also this conception of team building that is that's sort of changing as well. And maybe, like, do you think from three stars to two stars, is that a thing now, or is that simplistic, or is that like?
It depends on how you define stars. I think it's harder to put together three quote unquote stars, and it's somewhat easier to and harder to keep them over time. I think the idea of putting together a team that has three like max player name brand stars is harder to accomplish now. And I think, you know, we've seen that, you know, a couple all-star, true all-star, all NBA level players with pieces around them that fit together and that actually play basketball,
right,
you know, is enough, you know?
Yeah, I mean, hell, Denver only has one. Really,
yeah.
Really, right? Only has one. And I guess it was the year of Wemby, but he's not yet. I mean, really not yet. He arrived.
Yeah, I think that's the question going into the next season. Like, how fast is that going to fundamentally change the, you know, power, the balance of power in the NBA? And if so, how quickly is that going to happen? You know?
Have you looked? Has anything happened around the league? We have this new, we talked about this yesterday, the new playoff, the new calendar is teams can re-up their own players starting whenever. I guess, was it midnight last night or whatnot? But we've got, you know, whether it's in Indiana or New York or, like, there's certainly Clay is out there now, but it doesn't sound like he'll be back with the Warriors. Jeffrey, have you seen, have there been any Woj bombs so far about extensions?
I've not seen anything.
I don't think so.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Chris.
Maybe Adam Silver like sent out the secret code dog whistle, you know, at a frequency only Woj and Shams can hear that to like, you know, let the Celtics have their moment and then we'll get to it later, you know.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. Do you have that power ranking? Can you dig up the ESPN power ranking? So the Grizzlies are 19th in
this
power ranking. Behind, like, practically everybody. Who?
So the Grizzlies would be behind.
Start at the top.
Okay, so the Grizzlies starting at the top would trail the obvious. Boston at 1, Denver at 2, ESPN has Dallas at 3.
Minnesota, and that seems respectful.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, these
doesn't
are all, it, you know, right. These yeah. are all. These,
we've just seen what we saw.
Correct. Minnesota at 4, OKC at 5, Knicks at 6, Milwaukee at 7, Philly at 8. Indiana at 9, the Clippers at 10, Orlando at 11, the Cavs at 12, the Pelicans at 13, the Suns at 14, the Lakers at 15, the Heat at 16, the Kings at 17, the Warriors at 18, and then the Grizzlies at 19.
That is disrespectful. Ahead of?
Houston at 20, Atlanta at 21, Bulls at 22,
just like the
Spurs at 23. Yep,
just the bad teams. It has definitely been an out of sight, out of mind season. And you would hope, I don't know, like, do the Grizzlies care? Like, it doesn't strike me that Jaren Jackson Jr. is the guy who's sitting over there reading power rankings and using them to fire himself up during the summer, right? But starting with that power ranking and then moving forward with the player rankings that you're going to see coming up before next year, which you will, you know, they always do. Everyone has their player rankings and their tier rankings. Hell, I saw a tier ranking today over at The Athletic that had Jaren in the same tier as Mike Conley. God bless Mike Conley. But, you know, like, and so there will be a lot of that between now and when the new season tips off, a lot of quote unquote disrespect that stems from the season that the Grizzlies just had. And I can see Dez using it as fuel.
Sure.
Jaren's not a fuel kind of guy, I don't think. You know? He's probably over in Paris at some fashion show. But, I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't work hard.
No, yeah.
But he doesn't give a damn what power rankings are.
He does not strike me as someone that's...
He's just not... But you would hope that they
very
would,
online.
That there would be some fuel here in all of this to reassert yourself and your place in the league. All right, when we come back, we haven't had Fish on Friday on Tuesday for 2 weeks now. We missed him for 2 weeks. He's back from Peru, ailing. And we haven't asked him about other among other things, about Elon Musk coming to Memphis. When that news broke, it was just before he left. He sent me a text, and it was holy S is what it said. So he will have some reaction to that. He also cares deeply about water. And so I'll ask him about the potential threat to the water aquifer here in Memphis as well. We got Fish on Friday coming up next. Before then, I will tell you, Listen, we all love sports. We love the games. And now, playoffs gone, playoffs wind down, we are going to get fewer games. It's just true. Till football cranks up, fewer games. But over at FanDuel, you can keep the sports going. Because what they're doing all summer is they're hooking up all customers, not just new customers, all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. Something for everyone, every day, all summer long. So head over to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. That's a promo code. And make the most of your summer, a boost or a bonus daily for all customers, new customers and existing customers. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee, opt-in required, wage requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Back in a moment with Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
Rachel Hill, sports anchor, sports reporter for ABC 24 right here in Memphis. She was out at the golf course on Monday when Penny Hardaway had a very, a telling and revealing press gathering. I don't even know what you'd call it. She joins us now. Rachel, how you doing? Thanks for the time.
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. I love all the sound effects I got just then. Very much appreciated.
Let me ask you this. Were you surprised, and be honest with us, when the Memphis basketball coach, right, is holding court, but he says, I don't want to answer basketball questions?
I was a little surprised by that. Obviously, we were out there for a good cause in June. I mean, we did just speak with Ryan Silverfield a few minutes before Penny, and he had no issues kind of answering football questions.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Unsportsmanlike mornings. The Jeff Calkins Show. Jason and John. Jeffrey Wright and Company. 92.9 Memphis.
I was talking to the folks at Leaders the other day. Leaders Credit Union, of course. Place that I've been talking about. Does all the things a bank does, mortgages, car loans, checking accounts, debit cards, only they exist purely for the benefit of their members. And so they've got better technology, they got better rates. Every penny they earn is poured right back into helping their customers, their members. But a couple things came up during this meeting. One, they just broke ground on a new Arlington location, so that's exciting. Also, a reminder, if you sign up at Leaders, or when you sign up at Leaders, mention ESPN, and you get the $25 membership fee waived. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com, leaderscu.com/ESPN.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you. But you must call 800-257-0663 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-257-0663. That's 800-257-0663. Again, 800-257-0663.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Prepaid phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouthwatering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, enjoy buy one, get one free deals on select items from Entenmann's, Wonder Bread, Vita Coco Water, and more with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Every shot, every goal. ESPN Bet has fans covered for the biggest moments on the road to the championship. The exclusive sportsbook of ESPN is the only place to find special offers and promotions from your favorite ESPN shows and personalities throughout the playoffs. New users can get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let me tell you about my friends, Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
Or at the sportsbook.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shot Nurse can help with Lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With 3 locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510-849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE 78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my podcast called Search Engine, voted one of the best new podcasts by Time Magazine, Vogue, and The Economist. We answer fascinating questions about business, tech, and history. Questions like, who should be in charge of artificial intelligence? Or, how did ADHD medication get so popular so fast? Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MVP's Pro Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not an MVP's Pro Rewards member? Join today.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a kite by then. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined by our man in Washington, D.C., Charles Fishman. For the first time in weeks, Jeffrey and I resolved to hold his pay while he was away. And sure enough, he came crawling back finally after missing for 2 weeks. Charles is the author of, I've lost track now. How many New York Times bestsellers, Charles, did I? It's been so long since I said the introduction. I think I say three, but it's really more than that, isn't it?
It's four, but that's okay. I believe in modesty, as you know.
Four New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap. About the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also a three-time winner, maybe four, of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand. He is back from Peru. He joins us again. Slaughter a fatted calf. Charles Fishman, how are you?
I'm so happy to be here. I missed... I typically might miss two... Fish on Friday on Tuesday in the course of a whole year.
Right.
Two in a row. No. Unprecedented, but I was really out of the loop, man.
Well, tell me about that first, because for part of the time when you were in the Amazon, there was no way to reach you. And so I don't even know what you did with your phone. Did you have your phone on? What was it like in this world of 24-hour-a-day access to everything? What was it like to be totally disconnected?
Well, it was something. You know, we went into the Amazon rainforest. About 60% of the nation of Peru is Amazon rainforest, and you know, I mean, look, this was an incredible trip we took with our kids, and I don't say once in a lifetime, but a little bit of a once in a lifetime journey. I don't think. My wife and I are ever going back to the Amazon rainforest in Peru again, just because we don't have that many years. But you hear a lot about the Amazon, and so we wanted to go. We stayed in a lodge, kind of in the middle of the forest, but near a small town that is a gateway. And we were off the internet. We were off the phone network for 96 hours, four full days. It is certainly true that no one in our family has been off the internet for 4 days since the invention of the internet. I mean, think about it.
Right.
Literally from noon on Tuesday to noon on Saturday, we had no access of any kind to the outside world. You can tell people I sent emergency contact information to a handful of people. Right. If something happened to my mom or something happened to our house, I sent you a whole list. As I was leaving, I thought, well, Jeff has the emergency contact information, but he doesn't actually know how to reach my mother. So I sent you a whole series.
Was it a great relief, or was it? Were you anxious the entire time?
Right. You could write a whole New York Times, Washington Post essay about my digital detox. They call it the digital detox. They're very serious about it at the lodge where we were. It was neither. It didn't cause any anxiety, and it didn't. But it didn't feel like, oh my God, I have to live like this all the time going forward. I did not miss Twitter. I did not miss knowing, you know, what was going on with Apple or Google or Donald Trump or the Gaza war every minute. To be honest, it was a little like summer camp. Like, you don't have any idea if you're an ordinary American what to do in the Amazon. And so we had a great guide, and we had hikes and canoe trips and all kinds of journeys every day for 4 days. So you weren't thinking, well, this is interesting, but I wish I was checking my stock prices, or I wish I knew, you know, what the Wall Street Journal was writing right now. And it was great to just be completely absorbed in a completely different world. One of the things that was interesting specifically about the lodge where we not only trekked, but we ate, I think the only two vegetables and fruits that I recognized were onions and tomatoes. Some things had conventional onions and tomatoes. Every other meal, and we certainly ate 12 meals there, had all kinds of fruits and vegetables that were local to Peru, local to...
But you didn't know what they were.
And unfortunately, I'm not good enough at Spanish to be able to produce their names. But no, didn't know what they were, and they were great. And I'm a little... I've got, you know, arugula and sliced mushrooms and clementine on my desk right now in front of me. I eat stuff like this all day just because
I like it. Yeah, but you're a little picky. You don't eat sushi. You don't eat sushi. Like, there are things that I don't want to eat that.
Yeah, my kids think of me as a picky eater. And I just sort of let go and thought, you know what? The guy who's cooking knows what he's doing. But what was amazing was to sit and talk to him. And, like, he uses 20 or 30 fruits and vegetables every day that you've never heard of. Starfruit was one. You can buy starfruit.
You get a little of this. There are markets in Memphis, Asian markets. You walk
you
in and there are whole aisles of things that you don't recognize. What the hell is this? What would I do with this? Aisles and aisles and aisles of them. So,
Starfruit is an example of something that is in the markets that but what an eye-opening experience. The point is, we think we live in the world, and we don't. We live in a slice of the world. And so that was really fun. When we came out, the most striking thing, my son said, well, really, not that much happened. We've gone for 4 days. Things didn't move
that much. It's 100%. You would check in with me and say, is there any news? And the answer is no. Like, nothing. Nothing happened.
I do want to say at one point, just before we entered the Amazon, it was time for Fish on Friday on Tuesday. We were in the boat on... Madre de los Dios River, the Mother of God River, and right before we lost all connectivity, I was literally listening to the show. It was the last thing I listened to.
Of course you are. So let me ask you this: when you're in the Amazon, and we got to move on to the, I wanted to get the Incas briefly because I need to ask you about Elon Musk and all this. But when you're in the Amazon, are you in a dugout canoe with alligators or crocodiles surrounding the boat? Is that the Amazonian experience?
Well, we weren't in a dugout canoe. We were in a pretty basic canoe made of wood and fiberglass. It's not 300 years ago. It's just Peru, so they have modern
materials. How about piranhas? Were you swarmed by piranhas? You
put fish in the lake. We visited. Our guide is a woman named Iris. Iris. She pronounced it Iris. She laughed about the piranhas. She said, "Yeah." She said, "No one in my experience as a guide for 8 years has ever been bitten by a piranha." She said, "It's not. These are not the." This was what she said. She said, "Somehow these are not the piranhas that Hollywood finds." These are the ones in the
Amazon. Piranhas are a little bit in the same category as quicksand. Quicksand used to
they
be
are.
One. We always used
they
to
are.
Worry about quicksand if you grew up in the 70s or 80s.
Every cartoon has people being sucked into quicksand
right.
and never getting out.
And piranhas probably the same.
Right. Piranhas are exactly the same. And there are, they have a slightly different member of the alligator crocodile family called the caiman, C-A-I-M-A-N. I sent you a picture at one point.
I know, they're little, though. Aren't they little puny little things, the caiman?
Well, consider 5 feet little. They can be littler, but they grow to 5. We were nose to nose with one that was literally 18 inches away when we were in a boat, and it was probably 4 feet long. It did not look friendly, but you're in nature reserves. That caiman is just not interested in your left leg because that caiman is eating fish.
He's eating the piranhas. Let's be honest. He's eating the piranhas. Explains it. Exactly. Okay, now I only have about 8 minutes left to talk to you, if that, 6. So I want to get to Elon Musk, but very quickly, give me one minute on Machu Picchu.
You know, the Incas built, the Incas were this incredible engineering society. They really get undersold. We went to Machu Picchu, which is this incredible city for 800 people built in the highlands. Incredible water engineering, incredible engineering of the buildings, all built with rock and stone by a society that didn't have steel. They had bronze, but no steel. So you just look at this agog, like, you know, you and me and all of our technology, we could not build an Inca stone building if our lives depended on it. And there's space for 800 people. So you just sort of look at the engineering sophistication of people from 700 years ago and think there were some really smart people here. And it's so worth, we 4 days in Lima, 4 days in Machu Picchu and the Inca ruins, and 4 days in the Amazon. If you have the ability to go, Peru was not on my list. The kids bullied me into going, and I'm going to let them bully me the next time too, because this was total hit.
Meantime, when the Elon Musk story happened, XAI coming to Memphis, this massive factory, we did, before you left, we exchanged texts on this, and you wrote back, holy S, when you saw the news story. Do you still believe it is a holy S moment for Memphis, and or how significant is it and why?
Well, sure. It's a holy S moment because Memphis is competing with anywhere, like Austin, Raleigh, Silicon Valley itself, right? Why is Northern Virginia, right near Washington, D.C., is the center of data centers, of this kind of supercomputing? Why is he going to Memphis? So holy S in that way. He picked a completely new place, and it's Memphis. Isn't that great? That's really cool. And he's using a facility that exists. I'm going to cough here for a minute. 1 second.
That's all right. I'll cover for you while you cough. Piranha.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
And I'm glad about that. You know, that Electrolux factory closed exactly 2 years ago. There were 530 pretty good factory jobs there. The thing is that the Elon Musk thing needs to be looked at in context. He's not even going to create 200 jobs. He's going to invest $4 billion. That's insane, right? That's 2 whole microchip factories would cost $4 billion. It's an incredible amount of money, but the $4 billion isn't coming to Memphis. That's for the equipment that's going in the building. The equipment's made by NVIDIA and Taiwan Semiconductor. The equipment doesn't need many people. It's smart. That's part of the point. So a much bigger capital investment, many fewer people. Here's the value. It creates a halo around Memphis. Come look at Memphis. And I think you guys have talked about this. Really important to focus on the water and the energy. Memphis was the last city in America to start treating its wastewater. Until 1975, Memphis dumped the city's wastewater literally untreated into the Mississippi River, 3 years after the passage of the Clean Water Act. So you guys don't have that great a history of smart water management. This facility is going to use 1 million gallons a day. Sounds like a lot. The city uses 100 million gallons a day. So it is a lot, puts them at whatever, number 4 on the list of the biggest users in the city. But it's not that much compared to everybody else. But here's the thing. You guys are ready for a water recycling plant. And the Daily Memphian has written a fair amount about this. I talked to Sam this morning to make sure I understood it. And you've sent 70 million gallons of water a day into the wastewater treatment plant. You use 100 million, 30 million go to things like lawn watering where it doesn't come back. 70 million comes back. They're talking about a 10 million gallon recycling plant. Well, if you could recycle 10 million gallons of water a day, that would completely meet the needs of the first five biggest users, all of whom are industrial. They don't need drinking water, quality water. They just need water that's pretty clean. That's 10 million gallons a day, 3 billion gallons a year you don't need to take out of the aquifer. So I think the deal has to include Musk/XAI and MLG&W saying, you want to move fast, we're going to give you the water you need with the understanding that this plant will be built. You will help pay for it. You will get lower water rates, and we'll get a facility that enables the future, that allows all kinds of other industrial customers to come. We have ample water, but reuse water is the way to help preserve, protect the aquifer as well. So that's what I would do.
I'm interested, just to circle back a little bit to the economic impact of this. You know, Ted Townsend, who's the he runs the Greater Memphis Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Because I understand if FedEx comes here that, okay, there's all these planes and stuff. You're going to get logistics companies. You're going to get Nike warehouses. You're going to get, like, it, right. It makes sense to me why that would create economic impact.
It has to impact.
By definition, right.
Right, right.
And I was trying to understand how this would, like, beyond putting the money in and the jobs, whatever else. And so Ted Townsend, said it's my job to go out there and persuade these other companies to do it. He said, but like, whatever, there's going to be all these chips going into the factory. I think I'm paraphrasing here. He said, I can say, let's shorten the supplies chain and let's build the chips right here. Or like, do you think there's realistic to think that this will, beyond this whatever halo, we're in the game, we matter, like this stuff that right. words that right. people say that I don't really understand, the actual, we're in the game, what does that mean?
Right.
Do you think one can imagine an actual economic impact?
It's not the same at all as FedEx in that way, because ChatGPT was invented on Microsoft computers in Iowa. That's where the computers were. They put them in Iowa for the same reason. There was ample water in that. So what the head of the Chamber of Commerce said to you is exactly right. The economic development is in the halo, but between Blue Oval, which is different, which is real, and this, that reputation matters. And that's the key, is to leverage it. Also, the water use for other non-AI businesses could be really, really wow, I never thought of Memphis. That's a good idea. Let's go there. That's a huge economic development lever.
Charles, welcome home. Appreciate it.
Thanks
you're home.
Thanks for having me. Yep. I'm so glad
right.
to be back.
Glad to
see
be
you next Tuesday.
You yep. All right. Jeffrey, what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Adonis Thomas, Will Coleman, and Nick Tuggle from the Shelby County Pro-Am. We'll join them in studio at 12:25. Tim Murray will join us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. It's Tuesday, so Jeff joins Gabe.
We're off tomorrow for Juneteenth. And is that right?
We that are, is indeed.
Right? So we will be back on Thursday. Until then, our work here is done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we provide no-cost digital resources in place of textbooks and most courses. And that's not all. You'll receive your accredited online education at an affordable tuition with a choice for more than 135 degree and certificate programs. With online and hybrid courses, get everything you need to succeed again. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over two decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Rob Joyner at James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring-summer sport coats, and if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Battinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
Summer's heating up, and so are the savings at Choate's. We've got three incredible offers to make your season spectacular. First up, our Grill and Chill with Choate's Summer Special. Upgrade your HVAC system and choose between a free Yeti cooler or a Green Egg grill on select systems. Then power through any outage with Choate's generators. Be one of the first 50 customers to buy a generator and score a massive 75-inch TV or an iPad. Also, don't forget about our tankless water heater offer. Purchase a tankless water heater from Choate's and receive a premium toilet free. Don't wait. These offers are too good to last. Turn to the experts with Choate's and call 347-8086 or visit us online today for your free estimate. Now introducing Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Generators. Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Get ready because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG Highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossett $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.